Unit 3. Pardon me.
Lesson 23. Supper with the Bradshaws.
To Jenny at compmail.ca. From Li Ming at net.cn. Subject, peppermints. Date, April 11th, 4:22 p.m. Dear Jenny, we just came home from the airport. Bruce and his father have left. They had a wonderful visit here. It was great to meet Bruce face to face after having written to him for so long. But he and his father sometimes had trouble with Chinese customs and culture. They tried to be polite, but sometimes they made mistakes. Last night, my parents invited them to a restaurant for supper. While we ate, Bruce and his father praised most of the food. But when my father tried to give Mr. Bradshaw some duck's feet, Mr. Bradshaw said, "No, thank you, I don't like duck's feet." My parents were both surprised, of course. In China, it's polite to try every food on the table. I explained to my father, in Chinese, that Western customs are different. People can say, "No, thank you," without being rude, and that Western people never eat duck's feet. At the end of the meal, Mr. Bradshaw opened a box of peppermint candies. Do you remember, Jenny, when I tried peppermint in Canada? I hated it. Mr. Bradshaw passed the box to everyone. I certainly wondered what my parents would do. They each took a peppermint and ate it. They smiled and thanked Mr. Bradshaw. Then they both looked at me, so I had to eat one too. In good Chinese tradition, I told him that I enjoyed it. At the airport today, Mr. Bradshaw gave us a big box of peppermints as a gift. I don't know what we'll do with them. Bye for now. Li Ming. Do you like peppermints? Maybe I'll give these peppermints to you.
Let's do it. You are a guest at a dinner, but you feel very uncomfortable. What's wrong? Is it the food or the drinks? Is it the table manners of the people eating with you? Write a diary entry, an email, or a letter about the dinner.
在线英语听力士，感谢您的收听，请推荐给身边的好友。